Hi, this is Eric J. Lawrence from KCRW, and I am happy to be here with the one and only Danny DeVito. You know, as we all know, he's a man of many talents, but he's also an avid music fan. And today he's performed the Herculean task of picking a handful of songs that have inspired him over the years. So, Danny, thanks for coming down.
Thanks. It's great to be here, Eric.
What songs do you have to share with us?
Well, I have so many. Like, as you said, it was very, very difficult when I was the call came in to pick five songs. I mean, from earliest memory, you know, I was a big music fan. I mean, I'm of course a New Jersey guy.
Okay.
So I was born in Asbury.
Right.
And not far from Asbury, there was a very famous singer born. His name was Bruce Springsteen.
Heard of him.
And he was born in Freehold, New Jersey, and made his start at the Stone Pony down in Asbury on down by the boardwalk. And when I was a kid, we used to go out of town. We lived in the little town of Asbury, but out on the outskirts, there were really big homes. And
right.
I used to watch this. We'd come out there, and it'd be hot night, and just a few of us sit outside and out in the car on the road. And off in the distance, there was a beautiful house in the middle of a field. There was like a roadway and a gate and everything. And way, way down in the distance, this mansion on the hill. We would see lights in the windows and people partying and whatever was going. It was a long way to that mansion. There was water in between. There were obstacles, you know. And when I heard this song on Nebraska, I thought, boy, I can really relate to this. In the day you can see the children playing on the road that leads to those gates of heart and steel. Steel gates that completely surround the mansion on the
hill. In going from one icon to another, I see that you have something picked from Bob Dylan, in fact, a song from 1965 that appears on Dylan's Greatest Hits collection that I know surely must have been an important record for Bruce Springsteen when he was sort of beginning his career. Which track have you selected?
Positively 4th Street, which is, I'm a big Dylan fan, I always have been, and Positively 4th Street has like a kind of a biting edge to it, and I just listen to this, baby. Good luck, but you don't mean it. See me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with Danny DeVito picking out some of his favorite tunes. So, Danny, what's your next pick? I had a friend who's a singer in Asbury Park. He's a really good singer. His name is Nicky Addio. And I was going through a heartbreak, man. I mean, really, like, shut down is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And I was brooding in my basement one day, and I'm listening to... I listen to a lot of Etta James and Dinah Washington and anything that's, you know, bluesy and... This guy came in with this song. He says, this is a song for you, man.
Right.
And it's called Over a Cup of Coffee, and it's by the Castells.
Right.
And it is has always been one of my mainstays through the years, all these years.
Over a cup of coffee,
What do you got next?
From my past and my future, I'm an opera fan, and I have some Tosca to play for you.
But
my favorite diva is Maria Callas.
Sure.
And the whole idea of it, I brought some lyrics, actually.
Oh.
But because it's like, you know, it's in Italian.
Were you going to sing them
for
us?
And no, I'm not going to sing them, but I was going to share them with you, like, just so that people know that what she's saying is, I live for art. I live for love. She didn't do any harm to any living soul. So you've got to get into the opera, because it's a, you know, it's a whole sacrifice that Tosca makes for her lover. So it's by Puccini, of course, Giacomo Puccini, and it's from Act Two of the opera Tosca, and it's Visi d'Arte.
How does music play into your work? I mean, as an actor, do you use music to sort of...
Always. I always use music. In fact, Death to Smoochie, which was the movie I did with Edward Norton and Robin Williams, when Smoochie's dancing on ice, he's... Visi d'Arte is playing. At this time, he's being persecuted by the people for, you know, his purity. He's wondering why I've done all these great things and you still, you know... You make me suffer, God. It's Edward Norton in a big stuffy suit.
What do you got next?
I get a lot of inspiration from my daughters and son. And about 4 or 5 years ago, we usually go to this musical festival called Coachella.
Sure.
Anyway, one year, all Jake, my son, could talk about was Fantomas.
Right.
So a bunch of us went over to the Fantomas tent.
Right.
And boy, I'm telling you, it was one of the greatest shows I ever saw. And from that day on, I've been a huge Mike Patton fan.
Really?
So I've revisited, listened to Mr. Bungle and listened to all the...
Faith No More
and all the stuff that... Anyway, about a year or two ago, he put out a new group called Peeping Tom. And on that album is 5 Seconds. I mean, the thing about that song is that you want to listen to it a lot. The words are, like, amazing. I mean, when he says, "You are the air that I breathe," and it just, like, blows me away, because it's such a... There's a kind of an angst, but a declaration of love in there.
Well, Danny, I want to thank you for coming down and sharing some of these musical selections for us. We really appreciate it.
It was really a lot of fun. I'm a big fan of the station. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm Eric J. Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in here on KCRW.com.